This is episode 1557. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to our brand new series we're starting this week, all about sleeping better. If you find that you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, you are not alone, because sleep deprivation and insomnia has become an epidemic in many countries of the world. In the United States, where I live, sleep deprivation and insomnia, according to the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, impacts 30 to 35% of the U.S. population. Now, I'm sure if you're not from the United States that the statistics may be similar where you live. You might be thinking that even if you don't get enough sleep, well, you feel like you function pretty well. In fact, not sleeping well can also lower your quality of life. And what it does to your health is cause fatigue, an inability to focus or concentrate, poor memory, mood disturbance, daytime sleepiness, low motivation or energy, and increased errors or accidents. In fact, many car accidents are attributed to a lack of sleep, not paying attention. Some of the biggest disasters have been attributed to lack of sleep, such as Chernobyl nuclear disaster, Five Mile Island nuclear disaster, the Exxon Valdez oil spill, and the Challenger space shuttle disaster. Those were all disasters where the people, whether it was the engineer, the managers, the people who were operating in these very high risk, high profile situations, were sleep deprived. So sleep deprivation has consequences. And the longer you go sleep deprived, the less aware you become of how badly you truly are functioning. So if you find that sometimes you go through a spell where you're not sleeping well, well, that's different from sleep deprivation, where you're repeatedly sleeping very few hours a night. The National Institutes of Health claim that the average adult sleeps less than 7 hours per night. And 6 or 7 hours a night may sound pretty good, but this is considered sleep deprivation, less than 8 hours a night. So let's get you sleeping better this week. Throughout this series, you will discover meditation techniques to help you sleep better, as well as tips and inspiration to keep you sleeping well. And you know, we have full guided meditations on our Sip and Om meditation app. You can find that over in the Google Play if you have an Android, or the Apple iTunes App Store, where you can find the Sip and Om app if you have an iOS device. You can try it, our gift to you, for 2 weeks, absolutely free, full access to over 1,500 complete half-hour guided meditations for 2 weeks free. You also get a journal. This week's journal is going to be a brain dump journal, because there's a lot of research showing that when you do a brain dump, releasing all your frustrations and your stress that may have accrued throughout the day into a brain dump journal. This can help you sleep better. So you can find your sleep brain dump journal there this week, as well as a cheat sheet for your sleep. It's a guide with the different techniques. That way, in case you're listening to this when it's not time for you to sleep, then you don't have to go back and listen to the episode to remember the technique. You can find it on your slowdown guide. So you get a guide and a journal each week, a brand new one with each series on the app. It's a great app. I welcome you to try it out. So for you getting ready to meditate, your technique is going to involve your breath, because there's also a lot of research showing that when you're not sleeping well, a lot of times it's because your body is oxygen deprived. So I'm going to guide you through a full belly breath. That's the proper way you should always be breathing. But if you breathe this way before you go to sleep, chances are you're going to fall asleep and stay asleep much better. So settle yourself down and let's meditate. As you relax your mind and body and straighten your spine, I invite you to place your hand on your stomach. Just one hand on your stomach, or both hands is fine. And begin to notice your breath. Just focus on how you're breathing. Not forcing your breath in any way. Just go with your natural breathing rhythm. And now, take care not to feel your chest rise upward. Focus on inhaling and feeling your abdomen gently rise upward. This is you giving yourself a full diaphragmatic breath that will tap into the lower part of your lungs, where you have the small blood vessels, and this will distribute oxygen to all your body cells. Feel your abdomen rise upward as you take a nice deep inhale through your nose. And as you exhale, feel your abdomen sink back downward, consciously breathing with this belly breath. If you're not used to breathing this way, it can take some practice. This is your chance to retrain the way you breathe. Beautiful. Continue meditating, making sure to do a full belly breath and calm your mind and body. Meditate to the point where you could go a little bit longer. Always end your meditation on a high note, and you are so worth slowing down for.